When will we know the water in Flint is safe to drink? This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams. There are a lot of people looking at the water in Flint right now. The state, the EPA, and outside researchers are doing all kinds of water tests. But we're still waiting for some answers. Mark Brush has been looking at all the testing going on in Flint, and he's here to help us sort it out. So let's start with the basics. What kind of tests are we seeing?
Well, the state of Michigan has its citywide testing going on. The EPA has some specific tests in homes with high lead levels. And Mark Edwards from Virginia Tech is retesting the same homes he looked at last year. So with all these tests going on, I was curious to know which tests were the most important to watch. And when I was in Flint last Friday, I asked Mayor Karen Weaver about this, and here's what she told me.
All of them. I watch all of them because one thing we know is everybody trusts the results of Mark Edwards, probably followed by EPA and then DEQ. But one of the things is if we're rebuilding trust, we want to watch all of them because if those can validate each other, then we can rest easier.
We've heard that a lot from people in Flint. There's just a lack of trust in the government in the city.
That's right. And that's why a lot of people are looking to Mark Edwards. He's the guy that people trust the most in all this. So they're anxious to see what his team finds.
And his team is out there right now?
Yeah, a team of students are in Flint right now. They're going out with residents to do that work, and they're retesting the 271 homes that they looked at last summer.
Yeah, those were the homes that showed there was a big lead problem in the city.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, so there are all these tests. Who's going to take all of that information and make the call that the water is safe?
Well, the state is ultimately in charge of this response, and when I asked the Michigan Department of Environmental Quality that question, they said that all-clear call will come when everyone agrees that the water system is back to normal. Mark Edwards describes it this way.
We want Flint to at least meet the same lousy standard that every other city in the United States is. So in order to meet that, there's really three, I think, results that people are waiting for.
He says that's his latest round of testing, which is going on now, and two of the state's tests.
Okay, so these tests are still going on in Flint. What are the big unknowns?
Well, if you take these tests and you put them on a map, you'll see that the samples that test high, that's samples that are above 15 parts per billion. They're kind of random. They're found throughout the cities. So they're still trying to figure out where the lead is coming from.
Yeah, and we've heard from both the EPA and Mark Edwards that little particles or flakes of lead can end up in anybody's tap in the city right now, and that can lead to high lead test results.
That's right. Right now, the city is really focused on finding the money to replace all the lead lines, but they're still trying to figure out how the lead is moving around the water system. Michael McDaniel is heading up the effort to replace the pipes in Flint, and here's what he told me last Friday.
That's one of the reasons why we're looking at the lead service lines first. If you've got a lead service line going into your house, or you've got a galvanized line, which is like a lead sponge, frankly, if you've got either of those kind of lines, that is going to probably be a source of lead. Doesn't mean it's the only possible source of lead. It just means it's the most obvious.
That's kind of a big thing they're finding lately. We're hearing the term sponge tossed around now. They're talking about pipes like galvanized pipes that can have a lot of gunk inside them, like rust particles. And bad stuff like lead can get hung up on that. And when a particle breaks free from that kind of pipe, off it goes and it can end up in your tap water. The EPA says that its tests are designed to shed more light on what's happening inside those pipes. Officials tell me they hope to give the community some concrete answers on what's happening in the city sometime in April. But the bottom line, we don't know yet when they'll know when the water is safe to drink in Flint.
Okay, thanks, Mark.
You're welcome.
That's the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams.